Hello, 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 up and down the Cusco, also shouting out to the Yukon and the coast. Grady Deaton here at KYUK, coffee at KYUK, and it's another exciting day. Last I was able to check in with Bethel Search and Rescue was just before Christmas. And when I say just before Christmas, it was literally Christmas Eve. It was a great morning to be shared with five jovial young men who put in the time to keep our river safe. One of those gentlemen is here with me on the phone today, and I'll get to that in just a second. I'm hoping that they'll be able to give us some word on the status of the ice roads that have been plowed, the concerns for some overflow waters and any open holes that might be there, and any other commentary relative to caution on the river. So without any further ado, I'm going to welcome to the show Mr. Earl Samuelson. Good morning, Earl. Thank you for joining me.
Good morning. Good morning out there.
Thank you again for Christmas Eve. I really had a tickle joining that morning with you and the other gentlemen there. I believe it was real timely information, which speaks of what we have you here for today. Timely information relative to the ice road on the Kuskokwim.
Yeah, we wanted to... just the last few days, we wanted to get something out there, and I think you probably have on trail conditions around the area. And I'll probably start out between Bethel and the Neposkoc and the Pontiac. You know, we had that warm weather. And just recently, they had plowed the river and all the way down to the Neposkoc and out to the Thunder Villages at Moslick and Kasigluk. But since then, we've had this warm spell. Everything's melting out. The road has been... kind of filling up with water, and I've been calling the river a slush puppy lately for the last 2 or 3 days, all the way out down below Bethel. Not very good traveling right now. I'd recommend vehicle traffic to stay off right now. It's in the process of refreezing now, which can be very dangerous for traveling right now, because what's happening, we can see that in certain areas of the river, especially right below Bethel and maybe right in front of Bethel, there's these water pockets are starting to accumulate, and they have accumulated already. Now they're going to freeze over. And look, and if you're traveling on that, you might think it's that looks like nice, smooth ice. But underneath that ice, I talked to Charles this morning, the one that's right below Bethel, right out from Standard Oil. He said that one is 4 feet deep. That is a potential danger spot even for snowmobiling, and especially if a vehicle travels on that, because if it's looking solid, you get on that, you can break through, and then you can have some trouble. Just an example of that was just the other day, a guy was traveling from Neposkoc down to Tuntutuliak. One of these pools of water accumulated, and there's ice just a little thicker down there. And looking at the photo, it was about 12 inches thick, and that ice had broke and drained the water hole. And the traveler, not knowing that, right on the Mark Trail, halfway down between Johnson River and Tuntutuliak, he was able to see the water and jump off of that four-wheeler. He had spent the night out there. He did get a little wet, but the searchers had went out and rescued the feller and brought him back to safety. So it's not safe out there. I don't know, there's a lot of travelers out there. If you don't have to travel, I'd probably stay home. But if you're, there's people that are traveling that know where to go, where to travel, where to stay away from. You see that, and those are more experienced travelers. But if you're not you're not experienced, and you don't know where to go on the river, I'd say stay off the river. There are some vehicles that are traveling now, but they're just messing up the river right now, just busting up the ice. And not only that, when they're traveling, they can cause some serious damage to their own vehicle. In front of Bethel, people are telling me a lot of shell ice there. That's from when the water came up and started dropping and freezing. That shell ice is, we don't like shell ice. It can throw you off your snowmobile or four-wheeler. It can pull you right or left. That is also a potential danger for any four-wheeler traveling and snow machine traveling. But with that shell ice, you don't know what's underneath it. You don't know how thick it is. It can throw you off that snow machine in just a second or two, and you could have some serious bodily injury there. Above Bethel, just heading up straight from Bethel at Church Sluice, we ought to stress to stay out of the church slough. The lower end is was full of water a few days ago. They had remarked a trail a few days prior because the trail that everybody was traveling on was weak, and there was a vehicle that the front end tire had broke through the ice. Bethel Search and Rescue had gone up there to do an assessment. They had found areas of really thin ice. Two times with an ice pick, they were breaking through, and it was 20 feet deep in that area. That trail has been rerouted and closed off right now. So we're trying to tell people to stay away from the Church Slough area. Folks are traveling along the Kuskokwim area. I had another buddy of mine call the other day that he was going through that church slough and up towards little, kind of up above towards Swabby. He ended up breaking through and he had lost his sled. And his sled is still in the Kuskokwim River somewhere. So
expensive mistake.
Yeah, and there's a couple things there. I want to back up just a little bit. You know, at nighttime when you're traveling, when there's water out there, you just don't know how deep it is, and you don't know how far it extends out. That could be a big problem for travelers. And especially at night, you know, we want to stress that if you're going to travel at night, try to travel with a pair. Because if you do get into trouble, you could help each other out. And most of the people that are traveling that are getting into trouble are single travelers, you know. And hopefully we haven't lost anybody. But I heard the other day, too, right above Bethel, Weak area, full of water up in there. That Weak is it's a drainage. And with the strong south wind we had, it's an accumulating area. Every time we get high water with a south wind at the mouth of Weak and slightly downstream from there, it's always deep water in there. And the snowmobiler going through there had bogged out the other day. They were able to walk out and get rescued. The plow trail going up towards Kweekuk is also filled up with water in certain areas. They're saying vehicles are going up and then way out of the plow trail around the Greek area. So I don't know. I just don't think it's not safe to be driving vehicles up above Bethel area now, too.
Sounds inconsiderate, too. It sounds like if you don't have to be on the river, if you don't have to travel, you should be avoiding travel so as to allow the river a chance to recuperate the freeze.
That's right. And I was hoping to be considerate. It would be nice just to let the river freeze. Because when it does freeze over, and everything is rutted over right now. With the prior traffic and with this cold weather, when I went on the river, it's a lot of ruts right now, all the way up to Bethel. We had to find a smoother route. And when vehicle traffic does start back up again, the existing trail is, there's going to be railroad tracks out there, lots of ice breaks, and just a rougher trail. So,
and what do you know about upriver?
Upriver, talking to Mark Leary, just going above, I haven't had any reports above Kweekuk now. I'm thinking probably similar, but not as bad up around the Akiak area, because they just recently plowed this from Tulixat to Kalispell. There's a plowed trail in, but I don't know the conditions right now in that area. Aniak is just, I think they're just opening that up as we speak. That looked, looking at a photo I saw, that looked dry, really dry trail up there. Looked like a real good trail. Now scanned up towards Aniak. That's about all I got on that part there.
Yeah, it sounds like I'll be checking in with Mark and other people upriver all week, just the rest of the week, in order to make sure that we kind of get a finger on the pulse, because it's confusing, you know, as we hear about ice road being plowed, but then we know that the warm conditions caused the water to come over. It's room for us to talk, you know, room for us to talk and clear things up. What I'm hearing from you is travel only if necessary. If you do, use the buddy system. Because that's going to be one way of making sure that you make it to your destination. Of course, as always, file a trip report. If you need to report a missing or overdue person, call 911, and you can reach Bethel Search and Rescue at 907-545-HELP. That's 907-545-4357. And I had another thing on my mind relative to the river and the freeze-up, Earl. Gosh, but it slipped. It slipped just like slipping on the ice.
I think they call that old age.
Oh! Well, I do hope that that you'll get the word out to people. Oh, here's what I was going to say exactly. Get the word out to other people in search and rescue and people who travel along the river. If they want to get the word out to other travelers about river conditions, they can email coffee at kyuk.org, or they can indeed call in and let us know. And reach me, Grady, at kyuk.org as well. If you'd like to be a guest on this morning show that we re-air at noon and we talk about river conditions, as it's something that's literally the connection that ties our communities together up and down the Kuskokwim. I want to thank you for your time today, Earl. Appreciate you getting on the air and telling the travelers, or we should say the cautionary non-travelers out there, about the river conditions and those deep waters there near Queek, as well as the issues with ice here right outside the shell ice, rather right outside Bethel here for those snow goes. Dangerous stuff. Everyone, stay off the river and be careful. Anything last words to say, Earl?
Well, I wanted to stress, too, that these water pockets that are accumulating, you know, like the one down by between Johnson River and Galley, where the four-wheeler guy that fell in, that broke because of the weight of the water that was on top of it. That's what I'm kind of worried about, the one there by Standard Oil, and there's one up or below there by Nick. That one had accumulated and went all across the channel, just like the one that is by Standard Oil. But got to watch for that one. I'm hoping that maybe somebody, the Bethel team, will probably get out there when it's safe to mark that area. So.
Well,
I think that's about it there.
It's fine work that all of you do, from being available to talk like this morning, or getting out there with those radar equipment and getting the thickness of the ice, or marking the open holes, or indeed saving people's lives. I want to thank you and thank all the other members of search and rescue groups all in the region for their service to all of us. Thank you for making us safe.
Hey, thank you very much. Safety is our concern, you know. And if it's prevention, saves a lot of lives out there.
It's worth reiterating, too, that it's all volunteer run, and the funding is very limited, too. So if you're interested in helping out or supporting Bethel Search and Rescue, or indeed any search and rescue group up and down the Delta, the best way to do so is to reach out to a search and rescue member and see what you can do for them, or be volunteer yourself.
And Bethel Search and Rescue is also open door, and they're always welcoming new members.
It helps when you need all hands on deck to do a walkthrough or a search. Absolutely. So contact them. You can also contact that number, 545-HELP, to let them know that you want to be a volunteer as well, I'm sure.
Okay.
Have a nice day, Earl. Don't forget to be awesome to everybody.
Okay. Call anytime.
Yes, sir.
Good morning.
And that leaves one thing left to say to everyone else, and that's don't forget to be awesome to each other.